So who cares? They don't care. They're still worried about where they're going to bury the cadaver.
Who's still worried about that? News.
The world as we know it.
Okay, so what? Here is China. So that's why China was bugging the Treasury in that, because as a warning for the G7. But okay, let's go into the media. As long as see, China doesn't want it known that they want the money. And are they talking about the money that goes back to Saint Germain, stuff like that, or more?
No,
not the historical legacy.
They don't recognize Saint Germain.
Who doesn't? The Chinese?
China.
Yeah, but they own America going back 500 or more years, right? On the deeper level, they're the ones who lent the money to Saint Germain, who then set up a deal.
Yeah, but that didn't have anything to do with America until the gold standard was 86.
Okay, that was not a factor until after.
Yeah, because there wasn't no America 500 years ago.
Okay, no. I did not get this from Ion. I got it from, I think, JW. It was partly my speculation. Something happened between Saint Germain and the formation of the United States, and then I think it goes to the Louisiana Purchase.
Yes, and Queen Isabella.
Louisiana Purchase 1800s. Isn't Queen Isabella Christopher Columbus?
Yes, but she didn't 86 the world. She's still in.
She's still in there?
Sure.
Portugal has some money. Or has
something. Of course. They have a claim, writs.
Okay, all right. So the...
debentures.
But China was... Saint Germain got his money for the new American government from China? Okay, I don't know. I mean, these papers, somebody owned something way back, and they don't seem to be an issue until gold happens in 1934. Why isn't it an issue for 150?
Because that's when they got the loan that brought them into having the warrant on the U.S. property. That's when they offered the national parks. That's when they offered the collateral for the money to get to bail out the U.S. economy.
That was in the 1934?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there were loans before that, but it wasn't such a big deal.
So the insiders in the United States knew for hundreds of years that China had a lot of money. It was not subject. Yeah, okay. So a loan...
in China, not the country, China the people.
Yes. And the...
Because, you know, you went through the different dynasties.
Right.
That's how you'd say it. We'd say dynasties, but you'd say dynasties. So there were other, you know...
I say dynasties.
I say dynasties.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we don't know who says dynasty.
We're all together
in
this.
Yeah. Now, okay, so has that got something to do with the gold in 1934, with the gold being scarfed up by the country, by the government?
What has something to do with it, Bob?
The loan they got from the United... from China. They probably don't even know what I mean. We went off track.
We really have no clue because we can't know who the noun is.
Okay, that's right. We're talking about something happening.
This is a moment you'd say right, and we'd go right, Bob, and we don't have a clue because you can't get there from now. And you listen to the tape, and you go, how could he affirm that to be right or wrong? And I didn't even make sense out of it. And agreed.
Let's not make any commentary yet. I'm patient. Let's just find out what the heck we're talking about. You implied that somebody made a loan to somebody and got the national parks in 1934.
No, J.W. did.
Oh, okay. Well, could Ion comment on that?
Yes, he certainly could.
Was
the formation Andrew Jackson?
Yeah.
Before 33, formed an act that set up the National Forest, the National Park.
That'd be around 1830, not 1930.
Yes, yeah. Correct. Well, no, wait. That's that beginning, and the reason that those properties were set aside was so they could be used as collateral for a Saint Germain loan.
Right. So collateral count is what is that? That's something that the China. Okay. Who got the lands? Did China get the lands? The people?
No. It's a collateral for the loan.
China's not involved. China. We're talking China, but China's not involved in this 1830 transaction.
That's correct. That is correct.
So Saint Germain was given...
But the loans were made. and money was given in exchange for it, and that was collateral for those loans.
Right, collateral
those
meaning.
Those loans were then sold to China, and that's then when the loans came due.
When did they come due? You go, that's when? No.
1933, when they had to go off the gold standard because there wasn't enough gold to cover the collateral of the loan.
That's 100 years later. 100 years later.
Exactly. And that's when the dragon had to come from its ascent. So then they had to loan more money to cover their interest to themselves for a larger participation in this economy. But now this is the same economy that was buying their stuff, you see.
Buying whose stuff?
China's stuff. China didn't get their money, but they got all the business.
And what business, what products did China make?
Everything.
Okay.
Silk, paper, papyrus, TVs, and through Japan, in through Korea, in through all the technology age.
I see. Since they
got the business, you see.
Oh, so Sony
moved them up the food chain.
Yeah, is SONY, Dr. Peterson, stands for Standard Oil of New York. It's on the secret level. Sony stands for Standard Oil of New York. Do you agree with that?
Well, yes, we do, but there's two other parts. What about Standard Oil of California, and which is Chevron?
Yeah.
And what about Standard Oil of Illinois?
Which is what?
Nothing. It was gobbled up.
Okay, I don't know anything about them.
Exxon.
I know they exist. That it gobbled up to become Esso and then Exxon?
No. Exxon is bigger than all those now.
So does China own Exxon?
No.
Okay. Back to...
British Petroleum does.
Does China own British Petroleum?
No.
Okay, so we're at 1830. The Andrew Jackson sets up the parks, which collateral. The collateral happens 1830 or 1930 for China.
Say it again now.
The collateral situation starts in 1830 or 1933.
1830.
Right. Collateral means that China has our land.
Not until 1933.
If we don't pay them back.
Well, no, we would have never put up collateral for a loan from China. Never would we have ever.
Oh, it was done through Saint Germain.
Correct. And then the notes were sold to China.
Who by Saint Germain's gang?
Yeah, we'll leave it like that.
That's the French. That's the French. Were the Rothschilds part of that?
They most assuredly were.
All right, so the Rothschilds, they all bought all the...
But I don't lose the point now. Finish your sentence before you go down another plane.
Yeah. Okay, so collateral is something that I can get if you don't pay me back, Carolyn, right?
Right.
Basic definition. So...
But when they went to get it back, all of a sudden, no, we're not going to have that. So they went off the gold standard.
And how...
They printed their own money. The U.S.
Yeah, and how did that solve the problem of what they owed China?
They could give them the gold.
Oh, so did they give them the gold?
They did.
That's why it was gathered up. Okay.
That's correct.
And it went through the Rothschilds?
No, it did not.
Went through the Queen?
No, it did not.
It went directly to China?
Well, they were the holder of the note.
The gold was put in Fort Knox?
No, it was not.
Where was the gold put? Where's the gold that China got?
121 Depot Street, New York.
Oh, we're getting back to that thread. We're filling in some new information here. Back to Depot Street.
Not new, that's old.
No, but for me, you're linking it in.
Sorry.
These are new facts. That's why you can't get an audit on the Fort Knox gold because you'll find
there's
out...
There's none there.
There's none there, and it's in Depot, and it's owned by...
Switzerland,
but it's on the paperwork belongs to China.
Well, you'd have to ask Switzerland that.
No, you said that. You said China.
But you'd
have to ask China. They're not going to tell you.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly. Good. Very good.
Yeah. Now, what's the bank in China that would have the closest claim to the
Maybank?
That's where Maybank comes in. And that's in Singapore.
Kuala Lumpur,
Malaysia. So the point is that when you say it's not...
And Standard Charter.
Right, that's another bank, yes. And where are they based?
Hong Kong.
Oh, okay. But the thing is that we talk about, this is not the Chinese government, this is the Chinese people who own the gold.
There is a difference, yeah.
Yeah, and that gets into what we call the elders of China, or the managers of this historical fact. You know what I mean? Call it historical fact. The managers, the average peasant on the street doesn't know anything about this, but...
The peasant knows more than the government knows.
All right, and so they know...
If you want to be clear.
Right. Now, isn't it interesting... Okay. It shows you the obsolescence of money on a certain level where China can own this and that in the 30s and 40s and 50s, but China goes under communism, and we have our glorious technological American century 50 years, which may, that led into problems today, but we had a good time for 50 years thinking we were the richest country in the world. But we did have the richness of television and product and software and entertainment.
We never said we were the richest. We said that we were the most powerful.
The most powerful. And and that was true. I mean, China, we can assume, didn't have nuclear bombs. You're going to tell me no.
They didn't have need of them. Still don't.
Why don't they?
They don't require it. It's not... you don't have to... Now, Carolyn's going to go to writhing again. You don't have to have a large penis to be a good lover.
I know, but
if you do, then you're in trouble because it may fail you. Well, if your power comes from your being able to blow this one up before you can blow that one up, and don't tread on me, and all that gobbledygook foolishness, if you just understand that you are your own power, and you're not going to come blow us up because... We're not going to have it in our creation of our reality. We never bombed China, did we?
No, that's right. But here's the thing, is that China is now knocking on the door. Okay, first of all, we have the TV landscape and the chip landscape creating all kinds of wealth and experience for citizens of the world coming out of North America. And that is a whole level of experience or wealth. The money aspects are irrelevant. They are irrelevant. So China bangs on the door, says, you owe us money. What level, which deal are they saying we owe them on? Going back to 1934?
Yes, and then there are countless bonds that have been sold that are due, the bills that were purchased and stored, every agreement that we gave our word regarding has now no good.
Is Obama aware of these historical facts?
Well, we would be very saddened if he was the sitting head of all the armies and not to be aware of this prestidigitation that's going on with the monkeying with the money.
Right, and that would have been told to him once he was sworn in as president.
Well, now, hang on just a second. How do you have a stimulus plan that is his design without any money? And how did they give this money that Congress voted on to do it or not? They voted to do it, but they didn't ask the Treasury for the money.
The
Treasury didn't have the money, or they wouldn't have needed the stimulus package.
Right. What I have been saying for months, it's similar, well, not exactly like Chris' story, but based on my whatever I knew. The money came from China, is what I used to say to JW. Is that accurate, or are we down the wrong rabbit hole again?
The original principle did, but not all of it, because now it's interest on interest on interest on interest on interest. So,
no, the original was Saint Germain, wasn't it?
No. We're talking about where did the money for Obama's stimulus package come 6 months ago, whenever it was.
It was out of someone's ass.
I would say it was from one of the Chinese, but
it was not. Not one penny of that money was. There's no SWIFT transfers, Bob. If they did give it, where did they get it from?
Okay, so they made it up, and that's why no one could figure out where it went.
Right. Right. And they can't figure out how some people go to jail for mishandling money and other people get $60 billion. And now they're getting all bonuses and they're getting paid and they're all happy and now they need another $100 billion. And they're going, well, when's the next rollout coming on? Because we need some stimulation here. So here's the quote. We are too big to fail.
Right. Now, how
did... Now, isn't that what they said about the Roman Empire?
Okay, I got you. We got that. The question is, how? No money was exchanged. How did those guys who were too big to fail pull this off?
They just received what was produced. They didn't... The Congress who approved it, the Congress should have asked the Treasury to provide it, but they never did that.
Okay, these shenanigans, is it only within the United States? And we now, this weekend, have come to the end of this fraud of the last 6 months. You know what I mean? Have we come to a reckoning of the nonsense of these guys getting the $60 billion, and even though they were given nothing, and had nothing to be given to them, but they claimed they got it? Is that where we're at now?
Pretty much. But sure, as we say yes or no, they'll change it up because they're the creators.
Anybody
can come up with a couple of $1 trillion or three quarters of a trillion dollars.
I gotcha. Now, here's the point, which is what I've been saying. Obama can get another stimulus package and do this, and it goes on the TV like a meme, and everybody's, oh, okay, that's happening. We've been stimulated. All right. China is in the back room, not on camera, banging on the door, give us our money, but they are nowhere compared to the TV landscape, which can carry on claiming they're doing this or that, right?
And that's just wonderful, and China doesn't really care. Because if they'd give everybody a couple $100,000, people would take that couple $100,000 and go buy a new Sony color television set. And so China would end up with the money anyway, and they still have the note, and it's still due.
Why?
Yes, they've benefited all the way through.
China has benefited all the way through.
Of course.
Okay, but what are they worried about then? Why are they banging? Because the whole system is... unraveling?
If the whole system unravels, what do you think they're going to do with Depot Street with the gold? They're going to loot it. Well, if the thing falls, their train loads of bills, pieces of money, paper, and boxcars, if it one day has no value, then they're screwed.
Right. So when when China starts getting mad, we're really screwed because...
Well, they've already stopped buying the bonds, so we're pretty much screwed anyway.
Right. So but the China... the Chinese... You stay on topic here, Mr. Ion. Keep your distance. You keep your hands off my lap. Okay. Lap, knees, I don't know, whatever women say. Keep your hands to yourself, Ion. I wanted to get laid. You sweet Canadian.
Well,
you can't take the lofty heights I've brought us. I brought us to a new place, and I can't take it.
Very good. If that's the case, if we can't play with you, we'll just play with ourselves.
Yeah, you do that. Just keep your distance. You sit on the other side of the room. Okay.
The pillows look nice.
The pillows, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, listen. Yeah, the pillows right there. I'm just saying that this is... North Korea getting threatening to do missiles on our base here in Hawaii. That is an extension of China being mad all this spring.
Yeah.
Yes. And okay. So they're gonna push come to shove. They can keep banging. The reason I'm saying China is the one who's behind the economic debt of the United States and as the benefits. But if all of money collapses. And we keep
pretty much have.
Yeah, because the TV landscape is the money. You just keep talking on TV and people believe that's the reality, right? This is what my point is.
Yeah.
But I think that what could China do to get noticed, regardless of whether TV covered it or not? Well, what could
they? Nothing. They don't want to be noticed.
So how are they going to implement their grievance or to get results of their grievance?
Hold on, it's ice time.
Okay.
Oh, that's water time. Hold on.
Interesting topic, Cal. We're getting up to date on financial.
Dig it out.
Okay, now, what?
Okay. China is being threatened. They would have nothing. And then if they have nothing, the system totally collapsed globally, then the guys who have the bombs, they would have a bit more might. They could bomb people and take over, you know. Might makes right.
Well, yeah, but what would they get if they had all, it's like Russia, if you had the whole country, the whole of Russia, what would you have? Pretty much nothing.
Well, you just bring your soldiers in and force everybody to work for you as slaves.
Well, that's, you mean like in the U.S.?
And yes, in a way. It's quite pleasantly done here, but...
Oh, sorry, okay.
All right, so...
We're with you, so... Okay.
You think we're just sweet Canadians looking through rose-colored glasses, have no perception of the hard realities of our slave state here in the United States. Okay, I don't know if you think that, but it sounded like it. We're just like the when the San Francisco has the earthquake, Carol and I won't even notice it.
Right.
Yeah. It's to our credit, we don't notice the slavery state that's happening here in the United States.
Right.
But I do notice it and talked about it in different ways for many years.
Well, but you do it from a nice point of trying to get people awake.
Yeah.
You see, there's nothing wrong with it. It's okay. Ain't nobody hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it on that level, and nobody takes it seriously. So I'm. Scot-free.
Anyway.
Yes, but so, okay, so this week, what is China going to do to move beyond the conventional pressure they're making, to make real pressure and still remain not on the public radar?
Nothing.
Okay, sure.
Yes.
They can get Korea to send a missile over, though.
Yeah, but that'd be their own volition.
Right, North Korea has permission to do it. I mean, no, China's going to tell them whether to do it or not.
No, okay.
You think so? Do you think... Okay, so China's banging on the door and they're mad, but they can't do anything about it. The world ain't broken.
Right.
The world is not... the economy is not broken, Carolyn.
Certainly not for us.
It doesn't matter who is owning what to who.
Sure, as you start figuring that out, then they'll take it away from you.
They'll take
right.
No. The China owns everything, so to speak. They're owed a lot, but they can't implement it, so they have no power, no real power on that level, because it can be ignored, right?
Well, until they evict you.
How could they enforce that?
Well, just say, get out of my house.
Yeah, but they can't do that.
Why not?
Americans would just say nuke China.
Well, okay. But when you nuke China, guess what?
What?
You're going to eliminate your own capacity of you'll never borrow money from anybody else again. Because they're like, we're not loaning you money because if we want our money back, you won't pay us and you'll just nuke us. So you can just stay poor. And since you don't have any money, that really doesn't have any effect on us, does it?
No, well, the Americans can make up their own money system.
That's what they've done now.
Right.
And but they didn't have enough. Well, if they make up their own money, why do they have all this debt? Why don't they just write a check and pay themselves off? Because they don't owe it to themselves.
If Americans can bomb anybody, and regardless of the consequences, they have that threat over everybody. Then Norway can team up with China, and Britain can team up with Russia, and do all these alliances and do it. But America can run its own technological thing. Is there oil? Or could Saudis go with China and cut us off the oil?
They pretty much have through Russia, haven't they? Isn't that what Afghanistan was about when we got into Afghanistan? Was so that Russia and China wouldn't get access to all the oil and the oil wells.
And so we stopped that.
So we found this little fella, his name is Osama bin Laden, and put him in power. And then they overthrew Saddam Hussein, which they also put into power, getting rid of the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Right. No, but the point is that, yes, they have occupied those places now, and that's successful.
Yes.
The China and Russia can't do anything about it.
Well, yeah, they keep the U.S. keeps screwing itself in the foot.
Well, it doesn't matter. No, it's might makes right, and they can go wherever they want. They can fake disasters and go into these places, and nobody can stop them. So it doesn't matter who owns what. The might is in the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me,
isn't that what happened to the Roman Empire?
Yeah, they had to keep stretching out less resources and holding off the barbarian zones, and eventually they fell apart. But that could be
then those damned old Byzantines showed up, didn't they?
Yeah, but
yeah.
Russia, the United States could they carry on this Russian Roman policy for about another 100, 200 years?
It sure doesn't look that way.
So how could we be evicted? What would happen to the citizens? Since nobody could tell them what was
happening. Well, isn't that already happening now?
Oh,
banks are failing, so if somebody could come in and buy the banks, and then the banks could then throw everybody out of their houses, and then all the citizens have to go somewhere else. It's like last call at the bar. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
So we can look at the economic crisis as America being evicted.
Pretty much.
All right, so but the people can, they follow James.
And somebody was fully aware of this, because if they weren't aware of it, why would they have a District of Columbia to house our nation's capital? It's not even a part of the United States.
Yeah, so what's your point?
That they were afraid, they set that aside so that if they lost the country, they could keep the capital.
I see.
It's not a part of any of the charter of the United States of America.
It cannot be evicted.
Right.
For any debts owed to...
It's not America.
Right. And so it can be hijacked by anybody, I guess. Who would live there? The secret Americans, the ones who know why that it's not the United States?
Well, Bob, everybody knows it's not the United States.
Okay, let's forget that. All right.
Don't forget it. How many states are there in the country?
Come on, there's 50. The people, does Obama, as he became president so he could live in the Washington area, because it's not the United States, and he won't be evicted. Is that his goal?
No, because that job is finite. They'll throw him out. They can impeach him tomorrow.
Okay, so back to, I'm trying to see how anybody can stop the Americans. They cannot, what if we follow James's plan, and we just ignore the banks and stay in our houses?
Right. That
would work. We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only those that are duped by the media eviction, the media knowledge that they lost their houses.
Right.
So they staged, so the American, certain American authorities staged this collapse as a way of meeting the demands of China.
Of not paying their bills.
Yeah. Of not paying their bills, so they said, "Okay, we'll just have the people think they're in debt, and they'll start leaving their houses, and you guys, people will buy. China can buy up these houses.
They don't have to buy them; they already own them."
How? Okay, so those that are fools leave their homes, and so they would be occupied. If they owned them, then China would come in and. Chinese would occupy the house, or Korean.
They wouldn't live here. They wouldn't follow your crazy rules.
Okay. So do they like Maui? Or
they visit there a lot.
Yeah, they visit. And, some of these people who own China, who own our country, some of these Chinese who represent the people, probably have surfed on Polo Beach with me.
Well, they're not much surfing on Polo Beach.
You know what I mean. They're in the water with me.
Sure.
Yeah. We do see a lot of Asians pass through. So, with the American people...
They don't find it expensive.
Yeah, because their dollar's worth more.
Their dollar's worth their dollar's not worth more. It's worth less, but theirs are easier to come by.
Oh, it's hard to get American dollars right now, internationally?
You can't.
Really?
How do you?
Okay, well, this kind of pressure is going to cause the die-off. The wave of... So...
good as reason to any, but so no debt.
Right, so when Obama said on May 13th approximately there was no money, what level was he talking on? Is that he was himself being evicted?
No.
You know.
What do you think he meant?
Well,
how do we respond to that question?
I know, I have to put too many metaphors in. It's like he says that because he doesn't know that, hey, you don't have to say there's no money. Just keep bailing out money out of people's ass and saying you're doing it. I'm just trying to figure out how China can actually... So what, they own this country, they own the houses, and yet they don't live here. So it doesn't matter what they own. Try to tell me how the might of the United States, the military might, can be, over the next 20 years, stopped.
By making it insolvent. Carolyn, this is the invalid question.
Uh-huh.
Explain it to Bob.
I don't know. Invalid. Insolvent.
No, invalid. Polio?
Invalid means it's not validated, not validatable. And so he's probably thinking insolvent means it's not solvable or not soluble.
Ion's saying that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not solvable, but the Americans still can go have battles in Afghanistan and hijack the Iraqi oil. I don't see how...
They've been doing that for a little while now. How's that been working out for them?
Okay, I think they've got the oil, right?
They had as much oil as they did have. Their oil's not coming from there. Their oil's coming through OPEC.
Okay, so I don't know where the oils come from or what. So you're asking me, how's it working out? The Americans are still here. They still got a government, and they're getting oil, and they got soldiers over there. What level of dysfunction do we go in? We know that a lot of people died over there. A lot of Americans died. Americans don't like the war. Like, what level? When you ask a question like that, there's many levels you can respond to.
The purpose of going to war had nothing to do with Iran or Iraq.
It was to get the oil bases.
It was to spend a lot of money so we can spend our way out of debt.
Okay.
Not worked out.
It didn't work. And why didn't it work?
Because they were dumping money they didn't have. Whereas in World War One, it cost a lot of money, but everybody stopped and everybody doubled their efforts to make America great. They sacrificed to put themselves back into and get out of the Depression. You see, they had a Great Depression back in 30.
Okay, we don't need to go into... Yeah, they spent those...
Well, no, wait just a second. Okay, then we don't. Then
No, wait a minute. Okay, you know, I thought about World War One. World War Two, they spent themselves. They worked,
they
sacrificed.
They had the same thing in World War One too. It just wasn't on the books.
And they, what is it that... What, that they were in debt and sacrificed themselves out of debt?
Right.
And they did that in World War II.
And World War One.
But we're not doing it this time.
We tried. We spent a couple of billion or trillion dollars on it, and it hadn't worked out. They're no closer to governing themselves than they ever were.
Well, did NARA ever go up?
It certainly will. It has already. But it's not because the value of a dinar went up, it's because the value of money of the U.S. dollar went down.
Right. And the dinar will continue to go up as the money disappears, or the dollar disappears?
Potentially, if that's what it's based on, then yes.
Why don't you bring in your contribution on the four bodies, or five, in relation to the economic crisis? I'm pointing out that the TV landscape carries on regardless of who owns what or owes what.
Okay, that's fine. Yes, we agree.
You agree with that? Yes. Is there a way that that can be stopped? Can the TV landscape be usurped? Can it? Could a news story be floated? And I don't know. Couldn't?
They must have been very worried about it, or they wouldn't have gotten done away with the analog signal.
Okay, good point. So there's a. They were worried about what? You didn't say what they were worried.
Infiltration.
Infiltration
of the TV body.
Yes, because in a way they've gotten rid of it.
They have not in a way. They have completely gotten rid of it.
Right, so we have the chip body right now locked in. And when
you have a digital signal.
That's the digital chip landscape. Okay, we have that.
Now what's going to happen when people can tap into the digital system?
Well, when you lock down the digital system and making that the guaranteed environment, that is, according to McLuhan, when it's obsolete. And we've we've moved beyond that to something else. And I'm talking about science fiction obsolete. Just technically, the TV body was so obsolete, they could discard it. But the chip body was obsolete. And so now they make it law that you have to use it. It's like you're starting to get insecure, so you demand
not
people.
Law, they make it no longer available.
Right. So how is that reflective of the crisis, of the economic crisis?
That has nothing to do with the crisis. We're talking about the TV body.
Yeah, that's gone. We're not going to talk about that anymore. It's just the chip body that's here now, okay? By law.
What do you mean by law?
The law that demanded that analog couldn't be used anymore.
But there's still TV.
Right, and that is within the chip landscape.
Is it?
Is it?
There has to be delineation, because when you say chip body, chip goes into the technology side of that chip, of the having a microchip that controls as a microprocessor.
Yeah.
A digital signal that's produced, sent out, a digital signal, they still can send out a digital signal, they just change the frequency. But the only reason they would change that analog into all digital is they were afraid that someone could invade the TV body and start getting on the news and telling it like it is. It's why we used to have so much fun with JW playing with the London-based Financial Times. It'd be a whole different world. You'd think you were reading an alien newspaper, because what they tell is their truth, and what was put out here in this truth was so far apart you couldn't get there.
Yeah, McLuhan predicted as technical or national solipsism. Each country was living its own press story. So,
truth.
Can I explain why JW's Financial Times was blacked out, and who blacked it out? There were all these stretches of black marks, erasing stories from him.
White story, whiteness, where they black covered it up when it was for the print.
Yeah, why did he, that, who did that to him? His paper.
The producers or the handlers of his newspaper.
And but they would not hide it. He could see they did that.
Right.
Well, why weren't they concerned that he could see it? Wouldn't you want a proper, complete paper?
Well, apparently not. He didn't do anything with it, so it didn't really matter.
Was it only his newspaper that was blacked out?
We have no idea. All the reference we know to that is what he experienced.
His paper was whitened out, and you don't know why it was.
Right.
The economy. We're trying to get Ion.
Oh, that's good. Let's go with the economy stuff that's not on their topic of conversation these days. let's go to something a little more fruitful. Just skip over that last part and move. Keep on moving.
Well, I want Ion to contribute to the four-body model here, and I'm bringing it up. The China is an example. China's trying to get action, and they're not going to get it because we've got the TV landscape, but it was digitized. And there's still a TV, but the TV is hooked into the digital network, so it's a subset of the chip landscape, correct? TV.
That's not a question.
Okay. Is TV a subset of the chip landscape now?
Not exactly.
What is it then?
TV body is still the TV body. It's just digitized because they were concerned with the meme being getting overrun from the analog signal. signal. But now they're actually more in jeopardy because with the digital body, or what you call chip body, you actually have more access to better information anyway.
Right.
So they would have been better off staying in the analog.
Yeah. So,
but instead, because see, the chip body, here's the difference you're asking.
Yeah.
Here's the difference. The chip body isn't regulated by the FCC.
Right.
The CB body is.
Yes.
That's the difference.
So I would say China has taken over the TV networks because China arranged for getting rid of the controlled analog media. Now we can have access to everything on the chip body. So the actual bringing in the chip body is the way a foreign group could take over the United States because they're freeing up the citizens to have access to...
It's easier than that because they're not freeing up the citizens. The citizens are so free, they're choosing bondage, Bob.
Yeah, but with the chip body, the chip technology, they can have access all over the place that they couldn't get on analog. So that frees up access to information. And
you also have the freedom to travel, but they don't have to close the borders to stop you from traveling. They can just make it where you have no way to operate a car. And then unless you're right on the border, you're going to walk 100 miles to change states with all your worldly goods.
How do they make it you can't have a car? By making gas too high?
Making no gas or... Now putting out the automobile makers, putting them out of business.
Right.
And then when your car breaks down, there'll be no parts available to buy to fix it.
All right. So the economic catastrophe in the United States, as they call it, Carolyn, is an attack on the United States. And the dismantling of the cars is all happening because that's part of the collapse of the losing of the American citizens of their own country. That's
well, they didn't lose it, they forfeit it. You can't take something away from you. They can't take it away from you.
So a lot, when we go back to what J.W. told me, February 21st, 22nd.
Oh, good. Let's get a good quote from him.
Yeah, 2007. He predicted that something would happen, and that's the day the China market went down. And that started to trigger problems in the rest of the world. And then that led to the subprime crisis in August 2007. But the war on the collapsing of the United States and the giving up of everything here, as we witnessed, whatever you want to call it.
Well, it was already forfeited, but yeah.
Yeah, it was already forfeited, but it started to get actualized in February 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And then by within a year or so, Bear Stearns, everybody's going out. So the Americans are seeing...
Well, they didn't... Now, you know that, but the Department of Justice didn't send you a letter on them, did they?
No, what do you mean by that?
Why wouldn't the Department of Justice notify you of that, too?
Of what?
That they were going down. Bear Stearns is going to fold, and it's going to be redistributed, and you've got a green card, so you're a citizen, so you should know that information, too. Why wouldn't they send you a letter regarding that as well?
Well, because they were not in control anymore. It was an attack on the United States. The United States has been wiped out.
Oh.
It's being shut down is what I'm getting from what you're saying.
But you got on the radio and said you caused it, so why wouldn't they be asking you questions?
I didn't say I caused it.
You most certainly did.
James said it.
Your partner. Okay.
Look at
good,
this one.
Good, good. Okay.
What I said was that, no. What I said, January 3rd, 2008, 8 months before D-Day, 9 months, I said that my team is changing the situation. That's what I said. We're taking over. I said we're taking over, not collapsing it. But that could be charged too. So yeah, basically, yeah. I guess I caused this. I attacked the United States.
Well, if J.W. gets a letter from the Justice Department with that quote, well, he'll call you and ask you about it, and you can tell him
what quote.
Know.
Which quote?
That you caused all this. Falling of the U.S. system.
Well, I have lots of reasons why it happened that I can wiggle out of.
Oh, well, then, okay.
I just announced the collapse of the chip body.
Oh, okay. Well, good enough. But it would make just as much laudable sense as what we're trying to get to in the whole...
What would make laudable sense?
That J.W. would get a letter from the Justice Department that you were responsible... for Bernie Madoff falling off the wagon.
I did say that.
You certainly did.
Yeah. I have claimed. We got 300 YouTubes up there when I'm claiming it. So
they should send everybody that looks at those YouTubes letters, let them know that you indeed are the Antichrist. Oh, wait, you said that too. And you have witnesses, because Steve's mom said that as well.
That's right.
Oh, my stars. I didn't realize it was this bad.
So we're going to get more letters. We're getting more letters.
Probably not, because the good news is they've run out of money to chase it.
Yeah, that's right.
But so it's all relative.
How are people going to work in Washington or in banks and trading markets and whatever they're doing out there in the daily grind of New York City? How come that people are still able to keep going to work if there's no money?
Well, what are they doing when they get to work if nobody's buying or selling or trading or spending?
Well, they must be getting some money because they're able to show up the next day, meaning they bought some food to survive.
So now your survival is based on your attributing money to your existence.
Look, people are paying. Carol, where do you go? You go to the market, Carolyn, on Saturday, and people have cash and pay for their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This paying is going on. Aren't they doing that in New York? Aren't people going to the markets and spending money that they got because they work?
Mm-hmm.
And that will continue.
As long as it holds.
Yeah, well, what makes it determinable about it, whether it's holding or not?
Because you are the individual creators. Everyone individually creates their own reality. So if you don't add, if something all goes to hell and it's not your reality, then you don't even notice it.
So there's a lot of people not noticing it in New York City.
Until they throw them out of their house or put them on the street or repossess their car or turn off their credit card or make their BlackBerry not work anymore or whatever. But then they just roll with the punches or not.
Okay, so what's going on out there in Texas, Kansas, and Missouri, and these middle American states is not being covered? Well, what are people doing out there?
Nothing. That's what's not being covered. Their amusement parks are filing for bankruptcy because nobody's going to spend money. GM is gone.
Yeah.
Chrysler was bought out by Fiat.
Yeah.
Ford's holding just barely, but they can't keep up with their parts. The foreign car makers are opening manufacturing in the United States because we are the new Pakistan that can create it for nothing because we'll work for nothing because they're starving to death because they don't have to have this $30 an hour wage.
Could I hear the first part of that? They're sending the parts to here because
they're opening BMW, Mercedes, Porsche, Audi, all the foreign cars are building plants or taking over plants here for the workers because it's cheap labor, just like we send things to Honduras to be sewed.
We're cheap labor now.
We are becoming cheap labor, so we become the opposite of the Politburo that was running it, so we can become the slave state.
Right, so we are the third world labor. And
pretty much, yeah, because people are getting to the place where there is nothing else, and they can't eat, and they can't do their things, and they can't
function. Are there people today, July 12th, starving in the United States who weren't starving 6 months ago?
Absolutely.
What are they eating? It's nothing. How are they surviving?
They're getting to the very... Now there's a difference in surviving.
So we're talking about the wave happening by August of people dying off, because if they're starving now, they're going to be dead by August.
Well, they can't keep up with the bodies now.
Oh, hear that, Carolyn. There are bodies dying out there across the country.
How do you know that? Call your local funeral home and see what the back order is on a casket.
Hmm.
They're making them hand over fist and can't keep up. Well, and Michael Jackson didn't help that. He used 3 caskets and he's not even dead, so I can't. Maybe that's not the best example to ever have, but.
Okay, so that is not. The deaths in the 50 states of the United States are not being reported in the regular media.
Correct.
Hmm. And these are people just starving to death. They lost.
Now, see, here's the good news, because you're not going to get us down. This is Ion. This isn't JW. This is Ion. You're not going to get us bit down this conspiracy theory.
No, it's not. not misconstrued.
Here's the deal. Here's what the reality is.
Yeah.
This is the most wonderful time that's ever been in the history of the world, because now everything that you held as the standard of care is now falling away. You're finally realizing that your government can't take care of you. You're finally realizing that it's not their job or responsibility, that you would have to forfeit your ability to create in order for them to create in your experience a reality. Well, when the Medicaid checks start not being any good, or the relief or help or whatever you call it, when they don't have the money to give the food stamps anymore, then they're going to get into a place where it's like, uh-oh, now what? So now the individual human creators, Americans, if that's what you want to talk about, will find a way to relax and allow in their new place of creation. Because it's not from the government or from your action that gives bread into your body. Do you realize that it's not anything that you do that you allow Snicker bars to come into your reality?
Yeah, you're saying we don't need to eat.
No, I'm saying that you don't have to do an action in order to get you're what you want. It's vibrational.
So I don't need to walk to the beach. A Snicker bar will float in through the window or just appear here.
Well, it would, except you have rules about it, and Carolyn has to give you the money to pay for it, or you can't have a Snicker bar. That's your rules and regulations.
Right.
And if she cuts you off, then you got to figure out a new way or do without. Do you know how much do your puffs cost?
I know, I stopped eating them today. Doesn't matter.
I know, but before...
I don't know what they cost. I'm like JW, I don't know what my bills are.
I understand. So, but yet you had puffs in your experience.
Yes.
Now, what action did you do to make sure that those puffs were available in your experience?
I stayed a resident here.
And by being a resident of Hawaii, they provide you...
No, a resident of this house, 50.
Okay, if you're a resident of that house, the puffs are guaranteed.
They seem to be, The boxes are there in front of the house every few weeks.
And
they'll be there tomorrow.
Just by being a citizen in your house, that's a rite of passage that allows you to be.
Yeah.
Well... And there's no action that you have to do regarding that.
I don't have to do anything.
That's exactly correct. Well, that's the same way it is with everybody else as well. There's nothing you have to do. There's no action required. And that's what's delicious and delightful about this whole prospect, Bob, because others are becoming empowered like you, who command the puffs, even though you're such a marvelous creator. You create them and have them in your experience, and you don't even eat them. So you could starve yourself to death with food in the cupboard if it was your wanting.
Yeah.
So the point is that this new place, delicious, wonderful, fabulous place, yes, many are not going to want to live in these meat sack bodies if there's perilous times, blah, blah, blah. So they will transcend into the Gulf. Okay? And they'll croak, and they'll bury the bodies or stack them up like they did in Paris. And, you know, when there's no room for the graves, they'll just take the bones and renew the graves. Dig a body up and put one in the ground and take the bones and stack them up under a church somewhere. You can go look at it now in Paris if you want to.
What?
Where they save the grave space. Too many were dying, so they were just taking the bones and stacking them up, reusing the graves.
Okay. A couple hundred years ago.
Right, because they were running out of grave space.
Mm.
Well, if there were not enough grave space, how does that work? So, anyhow, and the point of this whole thing is that people will relax and allow. And because now they have no choice, and there's no money, and there's no government, and there's no job, and there's no house, and there's no. So now you've got to look to the Creator, which is yourself, and you have to bring into your experience what it is that you're wanting. And no government or anybody else has that power over you. But you can watch the TV body or the chip body or one of these other bodies and use that as your excuse to argue for your limitations. Please yourself. But it doesn't have to be your reality. Because what if they passed a law and said it's illegal for you not to have a TV? What would you and Connie do?
to buy a TV and not turn it on.
Oh, but they'd have access to you if it's in your house. They don't. You don't have to have it on. They can see you. Their big brother's watching you.
No, we have it on mute. Oh, what? Not going to happen.
Well, okay.
It won't happen here.
Well, precisely because it won't be in your reality.
Right.
But what you're asking us now, as non-physical, you're saying that these people are starving to death and it's over and it's the end, and what are they going to do when they realize that they really are screwed and they really are going to starve to death and it really is over? Well, it ain't going to be over because the creators will come up with clever, witty, creative ideas that will give a new, laudable creation as they redefine their wanting and their asking. Unlike you, you marvelous creator, you create puffs and then don't even eat them anymore. Isn't that the epitome of selfishness? Create it and not enjoy it?
Right, exactly.
So, the same thing that everyone else has the exact same opportunity. Well, then they'll start talking about redistributing the wealth. But then they'll go to Oprah and say, you bitch. You've got $300 million this year. Oh, no, you fell off a little bit. You only made $127 million this year. Okay, we're going to now take all your wealth away from you and redistribute it to people that are less fortunate than you, Oprah, in your Harpo production. And we're going to make it a law, and you have to do it, or we're going to put you in jail. Then you're going to forfeit it, just like they tried to do Martha Stewart. Well, wait, they really did that to her. But regardless, anyhow, it rolls along that finally Oprah would say, okay, that's fine. Take it all. It's good. Take it all. Take all mine you want, because guess what? I'm not depending on you to provide me my sustenance. And besides, I can make more, and I'll get on my TV show and my TV chip body influence. And I'll control the presidency, and I'll put who I want to sit in the White House. And by God, you'll be the first one getting a pink slip, because we will put you out and take it out. Whoop the man that says it isn't so. You see, that's, you'd think, what an atrocity. That would never, ever, 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 ever happen. And yet, she says I couldn't talk on the TV. They wouldn't let me have free speech on my TV show until after the election. And now, and then she took a week telling all the news that is news and how she orchestrated the whole thing. But she couldn't talk about it before because they were afraid that it would affect the election.
Did she brag?
Sorry?
Did she boast a year after the inauguration that she orchestrated it all?
She boasted before the inauguration.
After the election.
After the election was sealed and there wasn't a hanging chad.
What did she say she did?
That she backed it, orchestrated it, made it so.
You were just saying that if they wanted to take her money away, she just said, I'll become president. Did you just say that?
No, I did not.
You got tuned out a bit. I might have missed something there, but.
Yeah, you did. Sorry, we're interrupting dinner.
No, it's all right.
What we said was, if they said that we're going to take all your money away from you, she would say, great, I'm in power, take all my money, and here's a little extra to go with it. Here's everything that I have and a little bit more, because I can make more, because I didn't depend on you to get it the first time. So I'm not going to worry that you're going to deprive me of my creation. So here, distributed. 6 months later, I'll have all that back and more.
No.
That's an empowered individual.
That many people might say, no, you're not doing it anymore. We're taking any money you make in the future.
Well, then she'll choose to do something else. You see? And then it's not really the land of the free and the home of the brave anymore, is it?
No.
Well, then I guess Canada will get pretty crowded.
How,
you see what I mean?
Is it only the United States that's suffering this economic crash?
No, everyone's suffering it because the United States is suffering this crash.
the United States is a world government economically, or a world environment.
No, they're a world consumer.
And so if they don't consume, that affects everybody.
Yep, and just think of those people you're going to make starve to death because you stop buying their puffs.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you don't buy their puffs. Uh-oh, they're screwed anyway then, I guess.
I'm with China. I'm nuking the United States.
Okay.
I'm nuking the puff industry.
Okay.
I don't think so. What has that done for you to say all that you've said the past hour? How's that working out for you?
Wonderful. It's wonderful because it's why the heavens are rejoicing. It's why it's fabulous that every other opportunity is eliminated and the only choice that you have, like Chad, is to relax and allow. And as you learn to find a way to relax and allow, that it doesn't matter if the president sends you a letter, it's voluntary response. And then it comes into a place to where once you come into your power, into your knowledge, into your place of that you are the creator of everything in your reality, the only thing that shows up in your reality is what you create and nothing else. There you go. And you're not depending on the government to make your house payment that you bought that you haven't paid for. How do you own a house that you don't pay for? That sounds like the epitome of creation to us.
Who does that? Who owns a house that you don't pay for? Who?
Everybody. That's the ones that are losing their houses are ones that own their houses, but they haven't paid the money for it.
Well, they are losing them. So they don't. You don't have a situation where someone owns a house without paying for it. They are not going to be owners. They're losing it because they didn't pay for it.
Well, but that's what they're lost is their home. Yep. And there is no money, so how are they supposed to pay for it? If they bought a house that they don't own, but they're losing. How do they own it if they didn't pay for it?
They paid for it. They got in there.
Paid for. Do you owe payments on your puffs, Bob, or are they paid for in full before you consume them?
They paid for. So are there
before
people...
Before you eat them, they're paid for. Well, then you could lose your paid-for puffs, could you?
I don't know. Hey, Carol, would you like to answer some of these questions?
No.
I think... Ion is just talking to himself. Like, what are you trying to point out, Ion? That the heavens are rejoicing? Well, how's that working out for you?
Wonderful for us.
So you point out that China, that the G7 summit has nothing to say. Well, why bring that up? It has nothing to do with anything.
Really?
Based on what you're saying. Not an argument.
Well, now, wait a second. Every chip body and TV body over the last several years has bemoaned and bequaked every little flatulence that would come from the G8, the G7, the G20. It would come from every aspect of that comes in from that group of nations making fiduciary commitments regarding this country. My God, it was the biggest thing in the whole wide world. I mean, blow by blow by blow of what was decided today. And now you don't hear shit from Shinola regarding it. They could have been at the beach, for all you know.
Are they different?
The difference is that all this policy that they would be enacting with the International Monetary Fund, all of a sudden now doesn't hold much weight for stock or storage. The only reason that's the case is because everybody's bemoaning for Michael Jackson's life.
So the banking authorities told people to keep talking about Michael Jackson.
I don't think they had time. I think they were worried about their cyber attack for North Korea. Took over all their numbers and they didn't even know how much they owed anymore.
Well, it sounds like another distraction. Was there a cyber attack on the U.S. Treasury?
Yes.
And,
was it effective? Yes.
Well, okay, how was it effective? Give me some concrete...
They wiped off the numbers. They erased the grid.
And were they erasing? Who cared about the numbers? What did the numbers show?
They denied the banking system, Bob. They erased everybody's pluses and minuses. and would not allow them access to their own Federal Reserve system.
Okay, so...
They blocked the gray screen within the reserve.
Now we're getting some facts here, in a way, something I can get a handle on. They blocked the gray screen. Now, who...
I'm sorry we were wasting your time up until now.
Well, it might have been, but, you know, I'm tolerant. I'm used to you going down rabbit holes and telltales, whatever that phrase is. We haven't been using it for a while, so I've forgotten it. Telltale.
Connie, would you go get the wooden spoon and smash it? See, listen, this is the king of an... that's another
slop.
Topic.
The king of slop.
The king of another topic. Oh, well, that brings up another topic. Which thou are you speaking of, Ivan? Damn it, we need to know which thou. We need to get the these and the thou straightened out.
We got you. Let's go back to this very interesting point.
The gray.
We now got to the gray screen crisis. That's incredible. That's something we can get a handle on here. So today, Monday morning, or this past week, that's why the G8 can't say anything. They got their screens wiped out a week ago.
The G8 has nothing to do with your Federal Reserve.
Oh, okay. There's nothing.
Nothing to do with your Federal Reserve.
Well, they got nothing to say either, and they're not even Americans. So how come they have nothing to say? Because they have no money either.
They're just trying to get us back in the United States back in the shape where they can start buying again.
Where we can start buying again.
Yes.
So they're meeting to figure out how to get the United States going again. Meanwhile, China's attacking. Do they know? No, okay. They erase these numbers. What do these numbers indicate? It's like Mr. Rothschild or Mr. Somebody, some corporate guy, has a lot of money supposedly. He just now can't use the screen? Is that what?
No, Bob. People don't use the screen.
It's just the Federal Reserve.
Right. So they erase...
There are 13 branches.
I know that. I just want to know what numbers...
Well, now, I'm trying to tell you, and you keep asking the question, and we keep trying to tell you.
Well, here's the question. What numbers were erased, and what were the important...
All of the Federal Reserve branches, their numbers.
The branches, okay. And
the 13 branches.
Right. And what are these...
And they weren't erased indefinitely... They were just denied access to their own system within themselves.
Okay, so SWIFT was shut down.
Been shut down for years.
Yes, and this is the next level. This is like shutting down our own inside system. Our own within the national border.
How long did the shutdown last?
Carol just asked, how long did the shutdown last? Of what, Carol?
The gray screen.
The gray screen.
3 days.
Oh, it's back on again?
Well, it would be over, you see. The banks couldn't cash a check because they wouldn't know how much money you had in your account.
Okay, let's hold it here. I'm saying that SWIFT was shut down years ago in relation to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
This attack within the United States is an internal shutting down.
Yes, they're basically turning off the electricity.
Yeah.
To the branches, so they're sitting in the dark. They can't process anything because they don't know if it's a correct one or not. They shut off the access. So Bank A doesn't know what Bank C can do.
So what did the bank managers, when they experienced
nothing. This?
They did nothing?
There was nothing they could do.
So what did they do? Hope that it would be turned back
they
on?
They just piled it up. They just piled up their transactions.
Okay, so they
filed
up, and now the windows are open again.
Apparently. Or they've just wiped it all out and said, well, let's do it by memory or something. Figure out something.
All right, so China did that, but it didn't work. America carries on, proud and strong.
What do you mean, proud and strong?
Well, I don't know what you said. They just piled it up and carried on. I mean, give me some effects of the attack. What is it? What is
it? It was a threat, Bob. You play by our rules or we'll never unlock this, and all these numbers will be gone forever, and you won't even know how much all these people, these countries, these companies that you bailed out, you won't even know how much money they owe you back.
Okay, so what did Obama hear about this?
Well, yes.
And
he's
what
the one that made the announcement, you can ask him.
Oh, he made the announcement they were under attack.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did
The White House press secretary is who even leaked it, that it was.
Okay, so leaked it? They didn't. Somebody didn't want it out. Is that
Bobby, you want to keep that stuff under the covers.
So why did the Obama leak it? He's working for us, the people.
We're not the people, so we couldn't speak to
them. Yeah, I know. So who did he? Why did the White House leak it?
We have no idea.
Oh, okay.
It was leaked.
All right, and normally you wouldn't. The Secret War.
Well, if they were dead, we could probably tell you all you want to know about it, but they're still alive and kicking. And sure as we say, this is what happened, then they're the creators and they can change that all around. Just like your internet starts answering your Michael Jackson questions and you've never even got them out.
I never got them out? Yeah, we never got the questions out.
You never got the questions out, and they already are answering them.
Well, we know that. They monitored my radio show.
Oh, well.
That's why.
You'll have to verify that with the Justice Department.
Oh, yeah, but no, I'll deny it then.
Oh, well, okay.
So what are you saying here about...
Nothing.
Yeah, it is nothing, because the Chinas are doing that. Obama released it, and everybody's back to work. I'm trying to see if Ion can name something of consequence as a result of this cyber attack. How will it manifest a consequence?
That any breach took place further erodes the United States citizens' confidence in this unquenchable system that's been created on their behalf.
Right, so, unquenchable.
But see, most Americans are getting to a place where they're kind of going, you know what? What we can do, we can cut some of the fat out of this right now. Let's stop all taxes. And everything everybody makes, everybody keeps. And they create their own reality, and they're not depending on the government to say it's okay for them to make their own living. Or they're okay to have their own beingness. And they're okay, and then they don't pay property taxes so to such a degree that even if they really, really own their home and paid their home and then couldn't pay insurmountable taxes to the point that they would forfeit their property from a taxation issue. See, if you come to that place, you're going to get to a place quickly where people are going to lose all confidence. They did the exact, here's an example so you can be vindicated. The thing in New York City is called the United Nations.
Yes.
How much clout do they have?
Nothing, apparently.
Well, exactly. And they built a great big building, and they meet, and they're supposed to take over the world, to control the world as we know it. And they can't even get a resolution out agreeing to their own sovereignty.
Right.
So now it becomes a great big building that doesn't do anything.
Right.
Of every country that's a part of the United Nations. And they're supposed to be the policemen of the world. And they only can't even police themselves. And so who's going to sit up at night watching what the UN's doing? They don't care what the UN's doing. It doesn't make any difference. They're powerless in their power.
Yeah.
Same thing is happening here. And this erosion of the confidence for the American people is the same thing that caused what you call this collapse. The money's been gone for a very, 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 very long time. It's only now that people are losing confidence in that money that now they realize it isn't there. Mm.
So since people are going to start making up their own relationships with themselves and others...
They are doing that already, yes.
And they started that a few months ago?
Well, it's been going on since your time.
Oh, okay. So it's not a problem that the G7 is not being covered.
Correct.
Not a problem at all. So,
and it wasn't a problem when they were being covered because they were making all these policies and... How many of those policies have been implemented already anyway? They tell you what they decided. They tell you how it worked out. They tell you who they're going to save. They tell you who they're not going to save. And then it works out because the creators get a hold of it and change it right before their very eyes. And that's all the thanks for your chip body and your TV body.
What do you mean that's all the thanks?
That's the thanks that your TV body gets for... setting this up as a mean that the creators then prove right there that it ain't so.
And what did they prove that it wasn't so?
Well, the TV body said Michael Jackson's dead.
Oh.
And now all you see on your TV and chip body is that he ain't dead and that he's alive and well and couldn't be better.
Even the memorial said that.
Even the memorial, because it went out on the... Why couldn't they have the private ceremony? I'm sure the Jacksons got on stage in the private ceremony and was talking to about themselves. You see what I'm saying?
No, and what's the point there?
Why didn't they do their talking in their private ceremony and not have to get in front of the TV body to make their declarations of undying love for their brother that they couldn't talk to in real life?
Yeah, so the it was not planned that they would come up on the stage at the end. That was not part of the rehearsal, just improvised at the end or something. Right? And then just, it was not scripted. Or was it, maybe it was added. They're all consequential. So we spent, what are we, 4 or 5 hours. I'm not sure if there's any reason to have this information exchange. Any topic we bring up doesn't amount to anything. Other than that, the heavens are rejoicing at everything.
They are in that. They are indeed that.
They're rejoicing at everything that's going on.
They are, because it's coming. Now people are going to be forced to do the only thing that's ever worked anyway, and that's to relax and allow and realize that they have a physical and a non-physical part. And they're going to be forced, might be through hunger pains, they're going to be forced to recognize that they can come into their power anytime they'd like to, any way they want to, at their beck and command. And if they realize that all they had to do was rub the lamp and the genie comes out, he doesn't say, if you're a United States married, taxpaying American citizen, and you qualify for this benefit and this benefit, not that one and not that one. No, the genie says, your wish is my command. And when you start activating that part, that's what's being activated, that's when you're going to see some rocking and rolling in this little thing called creation. It is heaven on earth.
Well, what will give me sample activities that will be activated that isn't happening now?
Well, we have all night, though. That's the nonsense that you said was had no value and was silliness. So would you
let's hear about what activities will be activated that will be under these new conditions.
The puff company will go out of business because you're no longer consuming their puffs.
Right.
So therefore, they're going to have to find something else that you will consume.
Right.
And in that process, it's going to redefine the puff industry altogether.
Right.
Puffs are going to be better all over the planet because you decided, I'm mad as hell.
I'm not taking it anymore.
So there you go. Okay. That's one. That was a foolish, wasteless experience, but it was a very good example, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the sick people are going to be sicker than ever before, and that's going to make Carolyn busier than ever before.
Mm.
But she shouldn't exchange that for money anymore. She better exchange that for the new puff that you will eat. You see? Because she's going to be busier than ever before.
Those people, she's not going to be able to charge them. They won't be able to pay her anything.
Well, they could pay her. They could be stockholders in the new puff company that you do like, and so we can swap her help in their world for their puffs, which helps your world.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's an example. Okay. Now, let's just do Maui itself.
Yeah.
It's all over. There is no tourism. Nobody's there. Nobody's staying.
We see lots of people on the beach every day.
Well, that's because they're not in the helicopters taking the tours.
Okay, good point. They're not doing that. In other words, there used to be lots of people everywhere doing the helicopters beach. Now they're just on the beach. Yeah, now they're just doing the beach.
Yeah, and then before long, they'll have a tax. You'll end up having to pay a tax to have beach access because the government owns it.
Right.
You'll have to pay a tax to enjoy the beach. So then they'll be on the road outside of the beach enjoying it.
Who's so they? They will be out.
The people that would have to pay the taxes to access
They will not go into the beach, is what you just said.
Right. If there's a tax on it, then they won't choose that either.
Right.
They'll play in the road next to the beach. And then they'll have a tax because they're on the road tax. Then they'll be up at Oprah's house up on the mountain a long, long way from the beach. But you see what we're saying? It really doesn't matter. The creation side of what you will allow or disallow in your experience will be made manifest because you're the creators Okay, you wanted some examples. Now, all the Federal Reserve folds up. There's no more Federal Reserve. Well, now we don't have to pay for that anymore. Hmm. Well, but the banks fail. Well, good, because they weren't doing anything anyway. So now you're back into the old days of where you basically provide your own means and exchange that for your own means.
Right.
And that's wonderful, because once you figure it out, you never have to beg for it again.
And maybe in these conditions, they'll be interested in ION.
Maybe not, but it doesn't matter if they are or they're not. If they're only interested in activating the non-physical part of them, we could live eternally and completely forever in the rejoicing knowledge that creators recognize that they have non-physical. And if that's an example, don't get us off subject, because we're getting to examples.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Now, what if the Snicker Bar Company has to go out of business?
No problem.
And you're the last one eating them. Everybody else can't afford them. You're the only one who can afford them.
Yeah.
No one else can afford them. And so the entire world's Snicker production is going to be hinged on your consumption of the Snicker Bar.
Yeah.
You see? That becomes problematic, you see. It could infringe on your right of enjoying Snicker Bars, right? No. You could have a Snicker Bar if they never made another one.
You said I could have a Snicker Bar. I think you said it erroneously. Yes.
I don't have to have
a Snicker Bar is what you're saying.
No. You can have a Snicker Bar, Bob. You.
Yeah.
Without the Mars Corporation ever creating another Snicker Bar.
And I would do that through magic? It was known as magic.
Is that magic or is that creation?
How could I have a creation? I'll just manifest it.
Well, that's how your damn puffs get there.
Yeah, but someone's making them. But you're saying there will be continued to be Snicker Bars for Bob.
Yes.
So tell me how to manifest them.
Well, how do you get them now?
They ain't coming soon because the company's going out of business. Once we get to that point, how do I manifest them?
You don't know or care. You didn't even know how much the puffs cost or who made them or how they got there. You just enjoyed them.
Okay.
You didn't know that Mars is who owns
them. I'm looking at my hand. I'm waiting for a Mars bar to show up in my hand. Or what kind of bar is it? A Snickers bar.
But you didn't even know until we told you that the Mars Corporation even owned them and created them.
So what?
Well, exactly.
Some more examples.
So what means that they'll still continue to show up, even if the Mars Company goes out of business, because you are the creator, and that will come into your experience.
Good.
That's an example. Okay, now, next example. The world economy.
Yes.
Okay? If it's working, it works great. If it's not working, it sucks. Right?
Right.
Okay, so here's how it's going to work out. Just like Michael Jackson's estate, there is money, there's not money, he owes money, he's got money, he died a pauper, he had money. He didn't even know either, apparently. And yet, now the whole wide world focuses on his wealth. LaToya is all about people killed him to get his money.
Yeah.
Well, hell, he didn't have any money. He was $300 million in the hole. You see, so that changes things when you start adding that up, you see.
That story by LaToya changes things.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't make any sense, but some people are starting to recognize, well, if he was absolutely bankrupt, who would kill him to get his money? Are they killing him to get the bankruptcy?
There's a good story. We can latch on to the absurdity of that.
But that absurdity is what's getting people to the place where they can wake up. And that waking up, not that they were asleep, but that waking up starts acknowledging to where you start having many people are consuming vast amounts and throwing away vast amounts and wasting vast amounts because they have no appreciation or gratitude in their experience. And that's not true with you. You're very thankful and appreciative of everything. You are. I mean, that's just innate within you. And that's a blessed position, because then you'll have no disconnection regarding your experience of the things in your life.
Right, and you're saying lots of people are eating, consuming, and have no gratitude.
They have everything, and they're mad because they don't have what they used to have, or they're mad because they have a power bill. They're just furious because they have this power bill. You're sitting here going, you dumb fuck, you're the one using the consuming the electricity, and now you're mad at your power company because they're charging you, they're sacking the very life out of you when you're consuming the electricity that you don't even appreciate. You see? That's a good example, and that's going to change because they could piss the power company off and they could say, you know what, you're absolutely right. We're not worthy of your bother. So we're going to turn off this grid, and the last one goes home and flips off the switch. And you're going, okay, JW, now I use electricity. I have to charge these things that I use, these computers, these things. You know, you can take the stove out because we don't use that, but everything else has a function. So you appreciate your electricity. You appreciate your computers, and they work well, and you appreciate them. So in your experience, they won't turn the grid off simply because you're appreciating the things that you are bringing into your experience. You see?
Yeah.
But that's another example. Now, we're giving both sides of the coin because it won't affect everybody. But, oh, if more than four people are affected by something, then that becomes all the news that is news across the living nation. And then everybody embraces that, and then they get to lose their house also. Or their car, or their job, or their peanut butter brittle, or their candles, or their electricity, or their water, or their sewage, or their commodes.
I remember the thought. So they brought in a digital law so that they could control the news, even though they can't control it with the digital fact. But
it's actually more volatile in the digital form than the analog.
Right, but it was intended by somebody to bring it in so that they could control the news. They can control access to broadcasting or something.
But that doesn't. It actually makes it where everybody can.
Right, but can we
establish? There was that all these radio shows, exactly the one that you participate in with mostly, before the internet, those would have been an impossible dream.
Right, okay, hold it. So we're saying that somebody got rid of analog TV so that they could feel they could have control over TV somehow. Even though that wasn't going to be the fact.
To digitize it, you're getting rid of the little boys. Because now if you can't broadcast in HD, you're out of business.
Oh, okay, so they consolidated. But the digital environment does allow people to bounce back and go past the consolidators of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. They don't foresee that?
They're not very smart, Bob.
Okay. They're just reacting. Hey, we got to control this.
Everything is a reaction, never an action.
They probably started the whole digital idea way before internet radio even began.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah, in other words, the plan to get rid of analog is based on conditions 20 years ago, Carol?
Right.
Yeah.
But now let's get it better than that. And here's the proof in the pudding. You wanted examples. Okay, they decided this is the way it's going to be. People don't know. They don't know what they want to watch on TV. They don't know what puffs they want to eat. They don't know what Snicker bars there are. They don't know. People don't know what they like. They like what they know. So therefore, what we're going to do is we're going to change from analog to digital, and we're going to let them know that digital is what they need and they want, and this is what they'll appreciate. And this will solve their problems, and they can have it all if they'll just do what we tell them to do and buy the products that we advertise, because those are the ones that pays us to put the programs on the television. And then they have all this infomercial business that are going to change people's lives. Well, then when the people, the second that they put it out, that this is what they're going to do, and immediately the creators, the one participating in this process, push against it to the point that it's changed immediately. Do you remember back when they were stealing on the internet music?
Napster.
Napster. And the little kids were smart enough to get around it, and they could get it, and they were furious, and they were going to turn it off or shut it down or this, that, and the other. And these little kids were going, you know what, fuck you, you're not the boss of me. This is available, it's on my web, I can have it if I want it. And come put my ass in jail, you rusty motherfucking son of a bitch. To quote the quote.
Yeah, and some of them got put in jail.
And so, therefore, it became a scary thing that everybody was going to be put in jail. So now everybody pays not full value, not what it costs. They compromise and they pay 99 cents.
Right.
Well, so 99 cents made all the difference in the world? See, it just kind of gets to be silly after about a second when they're downloading stuff and the people that were stealing it wasn't going to buy it anyway. So it's like they've just eliminated the other possibilities. So that process, it's on that you don't have to buy cable to have TV. You can get it off the internet for free.
You were saying that, get that, the 99 cents they charge doesn't give them much profit. Is that your point?
It can't give them much profit.
So
when you go to the record store and it's $16, and you can get it right now for 99 cents.
So that's another case of something implemented in a structure, an infrastructure that was bankrupt and never could get any more money.
Right.
Even though they're pretending to get some through the 99 cent charge.
That's correct.
Right.
And the only reason they did that was because not everybody was stealing music from Napster.
Yeah, yeah.
But what they did is they made it to where it was an acceptable process that if you pay your 99 cents, then you're okay.
Right. You pay 99 cents a song? Is that the way it works?
Some things are free, but yes, some
yeah.
things are like 99
so,
cents or whatever.
So once the digital environment came in 1995, the last 14 years has been... It's been a collapse of everything, and China is mad that it's getting
affected.
It's
not a collapse. It is a redistribution of knowledge.
Yeah. But the bureaucrats, collapse of the bureaucracies, they couldn't police anything anymore.
Well, the bureaucrats need to be collapsed because they undid themselves, because they based their whole existence on false premises. And the false premise was is that you don't know, you creator, you don't know what you want. We will provide the standards and guidelines for your health care, for your legal advice, for what's against the law and what's for the law, what's permissible, what's not permissible. Puffs of this flavor are strictly against the law, but puffs of this flavor will be made available because that's what you require.
Yeah, so we, in the industrial phase, before the digital, it was that was built into a society a couple hundred years ago where people supposedly were ignorant, didn't know anything. Then these big institutions were built to care for people because they needed care because they're so ignorant. All of a sudden, the digital environment came in and made them smarter than those institutions. They didn't need to know those institutions, so they've gone.
You don't have to learn how to spell the word, Bob, if the machine will tell you how to spell it.
Yeah, don't have to do much.
You don't even have to, and nobody looks at the way sentences are written. Because people don't have enough education, as Karen was saying the other day, to understand the big words anyway.
Yeah.
They have the suit makers. Remember, people used to wear suits,
yeah.
dress to work, and you remember when they wore suits and clothes?
Are they still doing New York City?
Well, not so much.
Not since I left, yeah.
They're going out of business just left and right because people are like, you know what, besides... The degree of the Armani suit that I wear doesn't make me a good or a bad businessman. You know what? Screw y'all. I'll be Sir Richard, and I'll be the Virgin Mobile guy, and I'll go buy my own island, and I'll do all my work for the legal pad and a pencil and a hammock, and I'll just have the biggest time ever, and I don't have to do nothing, and you ain't the boss of me. Damn it.
What did you mention about the Virgin guy?
Virgin Mobile, Sir Richard.
Yeah, why did you mention him?
Because he got into a position to where he's like, you're not the boss of me, and I'll do what I want to. And I'll still be successful, and I won't go by your rules, and I won't do what you say, and I don't have to do that. Yes, Sir Richard, you have to do, no, hell, I don't. Well, you have to do, no, hell, I don't. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Yes, you do. No, you don't. See ya. He went and checked out and made his own little world.
Yeah.
Branson,
we were on his Virgin America, which seemed a bit flighty, a bit tenuous to these little kids, and it wasn't great service, Virgin America.
Yeah, but it's cheaper.
Yeah, but it's flimsy.
But it's cheaper.
Yep. And he's still going.
He's still going in his own path, his own pace, his own world.
Right.
And he'll whip the man that says it isn't so.
So.
Now that's that place now that he got there, and without too much pushing, but you see, he got there, and he's the creator. So is everyone else. We have so much fun, especially with the L.A. County folks. They're just in such a twirl about everything or anything. It's the next rocket ship going, but they're so easily twirled like spaghetti noodles. They're so easily twirled that that anything going is just normal.
And what is the L.A. County,
yeah.
That's what James was talking about, how no one listens to anybody. No, my friend Terry was, acquaintance Terry was telling me, the future where everybody is living as if it's not in my universe, it's only in my universe what I do, that's in L.A.
Right.
That's what you mean.
Yes. And it's so amazing because the richest people in the world live in Los Angeles, and the poorest people in the world live in Los Angeles. How can that be? How can that be? Have you ever been to El Segundo?
No.
Well, it would be memorable.
Why?
Well, it looks like you're something, you look like you're in Tijuana. I mean, it's like you're off on Skid Row.
Yeah, we've driven by there, Bob.
Well, so what? Why is Ion bringing this up?
How can the richest people in the world live in Los Angeles and the poorest people in the world live in Los Angeles?
Well,
why wouldn't the rich people get rid of all the poor people?
Why would they?
Well, they're cramping their style.
No, I don't think so.
But how could both be in that same geographic
they
location?
They need people to work for them.
All cities are like that, all through history.
But they don't say that all that's not the case. The rich people in New York don't live in New York.
Yep, they live in New York. They got wonderful apartments on Park Avenue.
Yeah, but they stay in the Hamptons.
Yep,
they just commute in when they have to stay over.
Yeah, so what's your point?
And they don't say that poor people live in New York.
Okay, so what's your point?
The announcement, the point was, how can the richest people in the world live in Los Angeles and the poorest people in the world live in Los Angeles?
Don't know.
Why wouldn't they live in Encino or someplace Sacramento or someplace else?
Don't know.
But it's just quite an anomaly that they'd both be in the same geographic location.
I don't think so. LA's a nice city, not like New York. It's not an island.
Unto itself.
Yeah.
But those that don't go there can't get there.
I don't know why you're bringing that up. Of course, there's poor people and rich people in LA. It's a nice place, so what's the problem there? I don't know why you're bamboozled by that.
No problem. It's just, why would they announce it that way? That the poorest people in the world are in Los Angeles and the richest people in the world are in Los Angeles.
Well,
why would that matter?
Because the surfaces of the modern environments supersede any of those chemical body differences. There's too much to say. There's beautiful highways to drive on, great traffic jams great radio stations.
Well, if you're the poorest people in the world, you don't have a car, a radio, or a skateboard to ride on those beautiful roads.
You're not
roads.
That poor. You get something. You got something. It's like the rich people aren't rich. When you get the TV landscape and the chip body, they're able to explore that experience more than what any money they have could buy.
Yeah.
So they're the same as the poor people. All, as McLuhan said, discarnate, enjoying the electronic wealth.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're there, for the electronic wealth. Nothing to do with the chemical bodies.
Very good. But that's supposedly what you're judging the world system by, is it's by its present condition.
I'm not. I'm judged. My show judges them by discarnate. All that Ion says proves what I've been saying for years on my show.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the first person to create a communication from the astral plane that totally talks in Bob's language to himself about Bob's reality.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
That's bang good.
I'm the first to, and when they had the movie The Matrix, they had everybody living in their tubes and hallucinating they were a worker
living
in New York.
Living in a body.
Yes, hallucinating living in a body, and they were in tubes, but they did not include that Neo, when he was a citizen at the beginning of the movie, before he woke up, They didn't have him going and talking to non-physical. My matrix includes talking to non-physical in my tool.
Oh, but they did have a prophecy. They did have a prophecy.
No, they got real dramatic. He had to take the red pill and the blue pill and go into another dimension.
No, he had to choose. He had to choose, are you the one?
Right.
Well, you didn't know if you were the one. But they knew there was a prophecy that said one will come. So that's why they had to drag him, the Reeves fella, to the Oracle to see if he was the one or not. Well, the Oracle's sitting there smoking cigarettes and eating cookies, saying, I'm not the one going to tell you. You got to know.
Right. Now, what's
that? Which is perfect words.
Yeah, and what's that got to do with what I'm saying? He did.
There was a prophecy.
His Oracle didn't work. My Oracle does talk to me.
No, I understand, but it's not so much yes, not. Well, not that's not the parallel. The parallel was that there was a prophetic word spoken that they, the people, were living in the tubes that they were banking on. They were hoping for. They were waiting to achieve.
Yeah, and what about it? What's the prophecy got to do with anything?
The prophecy is what brought forth the. If there was no prophecy, there'd be no.
So Neo went forward. I'm not talking about what happened to Neo. I'm talking.
It's the aspect of non-physical that I'm just trying to say.
Exactly. That prophetic word created Neo.
Yeah, so what are you saying, Carolyn? The non-physical was in the Matrix?
Yes.
Okay, more proof that the Matrix is about me.
And then you said, but that prophet didn't talk to...
Yeah, he didn't
people
talk.
People like Ion talks to you, but you've been complaining all night that Ion isn't talking to you. He just keeps saying the same thing over and over.
Well, I'm not saying the same thing. He brings up topics that in the end are not something to be talked about because nothing to worry about.
So did the Oracle.
Yeah, said the same thing. So, so the Matrix showed Neo getting access to the non-physical within his own tube. So that is what I did. What I'm doing. So the Matrix does mime what happened to me.
But the Oracle can't help you, Bob. You've got to choose to take the red pill or the blue pill.
Yeah, but the Oracle there did not want to talk 24/7 like my Oracle.
Oh, that's probably right. Yeah, that's right. Because they could have done it.
That Oracle was the Evergreens. That's why it was.
You're right, Bob.
That was the Evergreens. They gave up. That black woman, I don't want to do it anymore. I ain't talking to you guys. You do it yourself. My Oracle can't stop talking.
Yeah, exactly right. And if you get it good and if you don't get it good, it's in the recordable history, so you get to play with it again. We have questions now.
Okay, ask me some questions.
That you've been going back through it. How are the readings different now that you're re-listening to, re-ion, that'll be a section one day. How do you engage or embrace re-ion in a reading that you didn't, like tonight we were going through and getting good stuff and then kind of dancing around things. As you're able to re-listen to them, what's your experience? What's it doing? Good, bad, ugly, we don't care.
Well, I would say I'm remembering things I forgot, topics like my topic of my father, forgot about that. So it's fun to hear what was done because it was all forgotten. And also it's being heard with a more solid perception, though.
Because you're disconnected from the experience. I'm listening to it again.
I'm reviewing it, getting it precise. Don't know if it's helping, though I would say things have improved over a little bit.